Okay, good morning, friends. Happy New Year.
新年快乐。
Do you have any jokes you want to tell us?
Not yet, you go first.
could I make an announcement to the church?
我可以做一个跟教会报告一件事吗？
Every year in spring, starting last year,
每年春天的时候，从去年开始，
we have a rummage sale for the church.
我们有一个就像 garage sale 的，就是教会集体的这么一个，就是大家可以把。
And I want you all to know you're invited to bring your stuff.
我让你们想让你们知道，你们大家都邀请来参加这个，把家里头可以让别人再利用的东西拿过来。
So write this date down.
把这个日期记下来。
It's going to be Saturday, March 29th.
是礼拜六，三月二十九号。
We use the big parking lot up here.
我们用上面的那个大的那个停车场。
And people like us, we bring our stuff.
我们大家呢就是拿东西来。
And we sell it.
然后卖出去。
And hundreds of people came last year. It was a big deal.
去年有几百人来，是一个很大的盛会。
And if you're like me, anything that you don't sell,
如果你像他一样，你的任何东西你卖不掉的话，
you just give it away because you don't want to take it home.
你就是给出去，然后因为你不想再把这个东西再拿回家了。
And we start at 6 in the morning and we go till noon.
我们六点钟开始，然后直到中午。
And so here's part of the package.
这个就是整个的。这是整个的东西一部分。
The people like us that are bringing their stuff to sell pay $25.
然后我们每个人呢要过来摆摊的话呢付25块钱。
You can have as much room in the parking lot as you need.
然后你那个在停车场上你可以找任何一块地方，而且想多大有多大。
And what we did last year, we just pulled our car up and just unloaded our stuff around the car.
说去年呢，我们就是把那个车停在那儿，然后呢，把那个车上的东西就卸下来，就在那个车的周围卸下来。
But anything that you bring that doesn't sell, you have to take back home with you.
任何东西你卖不掉的话呢，你要带走，不能留在那。
You can't donate it to the church.
然后呢，那个教堂不接受那个捐献，在这种情况下。
You don't want your stuff, and we don't want your stuff.
如果你不要的话呢，那我们教会也不会要的。
Okay, today we're going to be talking about heaven.
今天呢，我们讲关于天堂的事儿。
And it's a really interesting topic because I've never been there.
那个，这是一个很有趣的那个话题，因为我从来没去过。
It would be kind of like me trying to tell you about Hawaii, and I never went.
就像我想告诉你关于夏威夷的事情，然后因为我从来没去过夏威夷。
But the great thing about God's word,
那个好事是关于那个上帝的话语。
Its purpose is to tell us about God.
是告诉我们，专门告诉我们关于上帝的事儿。
But we also get little things in here about heaven.
然后我们从圣经里也可以得到一些关于上天是天堂的启示。
And so I'm pretty sure there's a lot to know about heaven.
我也很确定有一些事情我们知道关于天堂的事我们已经知道了。
God only gives us about this much in the Bible.
在圣经里上帝给了我们只是给我们一点点关于天堂的事情。
So I'm going to share with you some things I've learned from the Bible about heaven.
我呢，今天呢，就跟你们分享一些我知道的，关于天堂的事，在圣经上表述的。
And I want to start by telling you this.
我想从这里开始。
When God created fish, He spoke to the sea.
当上帝创造鱼的时候，他跟大海说。
When he created the trees, he spoke to the dirt.
当他创造树的时候，他跟大地说。
When he created us, He spoke to himself.
当他就是创建我们人的时候，他跟他自己说。
And said, "How can we make people in our image, Father, Son, Holy Spirit?"
他说，我们怎么样把人创造成像我们的形象，父神，儿子和圣灵。
You're doing good.
Thank you. I think so.
I'll ask them later.
Okay.
When you take a fish out of the ocean, it dies.
当你把鱼从大海里面拿出来以后，那个鱼会死的。
When you pull a tree out of the soil, it dies.
当你把树从土地里面拔出来的时候，树也会死。
When we are disconnected from God, we die.
当我们和上帝脱离的时候，我们也会死。
God is our natural environment.
上帝是我们的自然环境。
We were created and made to be a part of who He is.
我们是按他的形象而创建的。
But we messed that up in the beginning, didn't we?
我们开始的时候是做了一些错事的。
If Adam and Eve didn't mess it up, it would have been Charles and Hong that messed it up.
就是如果是亚当和夏娃没有做错事情的，现在就是 Charles 和 Hong 在做一些错事。
But the great thing about heaven, according to Genesis 1:1, is God made heaven also.
关于天堂的，就是说一个很好的事情，关于天堂，就是上帝也同时创立了天堂。
Yeah, that was right. And Psalm 19:1 tells us about the glory of God that's in heaven right now.
诗经十九篇第一节告诉我们关于天堂的一些很荣耀的事情。
But what's interesting is the heaven that exists now is going to go away.
有趣的是就是现在存在的天堂将来会消失。
Isaiah 65:17 says there'll be a new heaven and a new earth.
说以赛亚书65章17节告诉我们，将来要有新的天堂和新的人间。
John also talks about that in the book of Revelation, a new heaven and a new earth.
约翰也是同时在那个启示录里面。也告诉我们将来要有新的天堂和新的人间。
Right now they're separated and we know this. We have the earth and we have the heaven. We're here, we're not there. But God's going to bring it together and create something new.
而现在呢，天堂和大地是分开的，但是将来呢，上帝呢会把天堂和大地合起来，然后创造新的天堂和新的大地。
Matthew 3:2 says, "Heaven is a kingdom."
马太福音第 what's the verse?
Matthew 3:2.
第三章第二节。So heaven is a kingdom.
Heaven is a kingdom.
天堂是一个国度。
Do you feel like a king or a queen?
你现在有没有感觉自己是一个皇帝和皇是一个国王和王后呢
？Princess maybe，
公主可能是。
I ask that because we're a part of God's kingdom, although it's not yet.
那我为什么问这个问题呢？因为我们是那个一部分的我们是上帝的国度的一部分，但虽然现在还不是。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 3 says that the kingdom belongs to believers. That's us.
那个马太福音第二章说那个天堂是属于我们的。
Jesus wants to teach us things about heaven. He wants to teach us.
耶稣是想告诉我们想事情关于天堂的事情。
This comes from John chapter 3 verse 12 and I will read it for you.
而这是从约翰福音 chapter
2?
3.
3, okay. Verse 12.
约翰福音第三章第十二节。
If I have told you people about earthly things and you don't believe,
如果我已经告诉你们关于 let me find that.
That's okay. John 3:12. I like to surprise Hong and really put her to the test. I'll read the whole thing. If I have told you people about earthly things and you don't believe, how will you believe if I tell you about heavenly things?
我再重新读一遍啊。我对你们说地上的事，你们尚且不信；若说天上的事，如何能信呢？
Sometimes my wife says things to me and I don't understand what she's talking about.
她说有时候我太太跟我说的事情，我跟我说一些事情，我根本就听不懂她在说什么。
And what Jesus is telling us in John chapter 3 is the same thing happens when he tries to explain something to us.
他说同样的，当那个在约翰福音第三章里说，当耶稣要告诉我们一些事情的时候，我们完全没有，就是完全不知道他在说什么。
In 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 30,
我们在那个列王志上第一，列王志上。
First Kings 8:30.
8:30, okay.
I'll have you read that first, and then I'm going to translate it into English.
Okay. All right, cool. Let me find the... 你仆人和你民以色列向此处祷告的时候，求你在天上你的居所垂听。垂听而赦免。
Well, that's the wrong verse. I don't want to ring that one. The verse I was looking for talks about God being in heaven, and I think we know this. God's in heaven. Would we all agree on that?
Yeah. 他刚才说的那不对，他不想读那个，他不想翻译那个。他说呢，他现在那个要告诉我们的就是God in heaven, right?
Yes, thank you. Okay.
就上帝在天堂。
Now let's read Colossians 3:1. And this one I know I got right.
Colossians 3:1, okay. Let me see.Let me got it. Okay. 3?
Yes.
1.
Verse 1, yes.
Oh, I got the wrong one. Give me a second. Verse 1.
Perfect. You go first and I'll translate.
所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。
And what Hong just said is, therefore you have been raised up with Christ. Seek the things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. So we know.Christ is in heaven at the right hand of the Father. Yes?
Yes.
So we have the Father and Son in heaven for sure. Let's go to the next verse.
他说我们现在知道，我们知道上帝在天堂里头，然后呢，基督坐在神的右边，是不是？嗯。
The next verse is Psalms.
Psalms. Psalms.
Chapter 139. And read verses 7 and 8, please.
我往哪里去躲避你的灵？我往哪里逃躲避你的面？我若升到天上，你在那里；我若在阴间下榻，你也在那里。
Where can I go to escape your spirit? Where can I flee to escape your presence? If I were to ascend to heaven, you would be there. If I were to sprawl out in Sheol, you would be there. God's Holy Spirit is in heaven. Yes?
说那个圣灵是在天堂里，对吗？
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are in heaven. It's in the Bible. Thank you.
父神、圣子和圣灵都在天堂，这是在圣经里头表述过的。
There's more.
还有更多的东西。
Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书第十二章。Give me a moment.
Verses 22 and 23, please, Paul.
22 and 23.
Hebrews 12.
Hebrews 12. Okay. And 23.
Yes, please.
你们乃是来到锡安山永生神的城邑，就是天上的耶路撒冷，那里有千万的天使，有名录在天上诸长子之会所共聚的总会，有审判众人的神被成全之一人的灵魂。
It says this, to the assembly and congregation of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of the righteous who have been made perfect. That is you, the spirit of the righteous.
这是你们，就是你们就是灵，就是被成这义人的灵魂。
You are a citizen of heaven, and you have the passport and the ticket. You just need the ride.
你们是上帝国度里的公民，你们有护照，你们也有飞机票，你们就是需要那个坐上飞机。
It's like you're going to go to Hawaii, and you have your bathing suit and your towel and your passport, and you're ready to go.
就像你们要去夏威夷一样了，你们有你们的那个沙滩毛巾和你的那个游泳衣，然后呢，你们现在就是需要走就是了。
But on this side of heaven, when somebody takes that trip, it's sad, isn't it?
他说，在我们这边的，在天堂的另外一边，如果有人开始启程了，而这是一场非常让人伤心的一件事情。
When people that we know and care about die, we're sad.
他说我们所爱的人要死，要走了，我们是很伤心的事儿。
But if they're believers, they are not sad at all.
但是对于那个对相信的人来说，这不是一件伤心的事儿。
They're finally handing that ticket over and taking that trip.
他说那个他们在这个时候呢，就会。这其实就是给他们一张机票，让他们可以启程的时候。
And let me tell you a little bit about what the Bible says heaven has there.
让我先告诉你们一些关于圣经上说关于天堂的事情，关于 天堂所有的事。
I have the verses to back it up. I'm not going to ask Hong to read it. We're just going to go through this very quickly.
他说我其实我这个讲的每个都有那个都有那个圣经章节来依据的。他说但是我们不足以就是 go through 了。然后呢我们现在就是赶快我们现在就要把这些东西讲出来。而不是就是一句一句的让我们就是 cite 那些 Bible verses 就让我
But if you want to write them down and fact check me, please do that.
就是刚才我说的就是不要一一的引用那个圣经的章节了。如果你们想呢看看他说的对不对呢就是你们就是说让你们自己下去可以看他对不对。这是一个挑战。
Here's what heaven has in store for us. The first is rest.
他说这是上帝，这是天堂给我们预备的。第一个就是安息。
That comes from the book of Revelation, chapter 14, verse 13. When we get there, rest.
这是启示录14:13里面的。等我们到了天堂，我们就会。长呼一口气，然后呢，真是觉到的，感觉到的平静和安息。
The next one is peace. It comes from Luke 16:25. Peace, no conflict.
他说这个下面呢是路加福音16:25说的，天堂的一个特征就是和平。
The next one is joy. This comes from Luke 15. Joy when we get to heaven. Even if you're kind of a grumpy person, when you get to heaven, it's all joy.
下面就是一个喜乐，也是路加福音15:15说，即使你是一个很烦躁、很愤怒的人，但是当你到了天堂以后，你会体会到喜悦。
The next one is righteousness. It comes from 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 13. We are made righteous, and all sin and all carnalness is gone.
下面是公义，就是彼得前书第十五 What's the verse?
2 Peter 3:13.
彼得后书第三章第十三节。
Some of us like to work.
我们有些人喜欢工作。
Revelation 7:15 says we will be in service to God in heaven.
他说，就是，启示录第 15? 启示录
7:15.
启示录第七章第十五节说，我们会在天堂里头。服侍神。
That's good news for those of us that like to be busy and have purpose and order in our life. This is good.
他说这是对我们这些喜欢工作的人，喜欢生活当中有目标的人，是一个极好的一件事情。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 11 says we have a reward in heaven.
马太福音第五章说我们在天堂上会有一个 会有一个奖赏在天堂里面有奖赏。
I don't know what that means for you or for me.
我不知道这个对于你意味着什么或者对我意味着什么。
I think the reward might be different for each of us.
我想这个奖赏对我们每一个人都是不同的。
But God knows exactly what it is that would mean the most to us.
但上帝知道这个意义，就是说能精确的知道这个意义对每个人是有什么样的意义，然后对我们每个人的，对我们每一个人有什么样的意义。
This last one I'm going to give you, I definitely don't know what it means. It's glory. It's from Romans chapter 8, verse 17.
这个最后一个呢是荣耀。他说我也不知道这个什么意思，但是这是从罗马书 Romans 8:17 罗马书第八章第十七节上所说的荣耀。
Are you a city person or a country folk?
你是城市居民呢，还是乡村的，在乡野之人呢？
Both.
都是吗？
Raise your hand if you like the city. Go shopping.
他说，举手你喜欢城市的人举手，去购物。举手。
Raise your hand if you like the country and you like to go for hikes and walks and the beach and outside.
举手你喜欢大自然的时候，你喜欢在外面散步，在外面去大自然里头沉浸自己的人，举手。
I'm going to have Hong read a verse about this. It's Hebrews chapter 11.
哦，我让红就是读希伯来书 verse
Hebrews
11 OK 希伯来书第十一节啊，十一章11 what 16第十六节。我下次要拿个笔让他就把他这个全部先记下来再说。他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。
Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. It's both. It's a city and a countryside.It's everything and more.
他说你们现在每个人都有他们喜欢的，这是一个城市，也是一个乡村，然后呢就什么都有，就是说每个人喜欢的都在天堂里都有。
So whatever it is you like or don't like, that's how it's going to be for us in heaven. Somehow, God does it.
他说无论是你喜欢城市还是乡村，上帝都给我们预备了。
So even though we've never been there, when we think of it, we should want to go and never leave.
他说，即使我们从来没去过那里，但是呢，我们想想就知道我们想去那儿，而且从来，然后呢，就不会想离开了。
There are some things heaven does not have.
天堂也有一些没有的东西。
And in some ways, this is the best part.
他说这可能是最好的天堂的一部分。
I'm going to go through these quickly, give you the verse. Hong won't read it, but you could write it down and research it yourself.
他说我现在呢，很快把这个把圣经的章节给你们，然后呢，那个这次呢，红不会读，但是呢，你们自己写下来这些章节，然后呢，你们回去可以。
There is no pain in heaven.
没有，天堂里没有痛苦。
No physical, mental, or spiritual pain at all, ever, period, in heaven.
没有身体的痛苦，也没有精神上的痛苦，在天堂。
Does your back ache?
你的有后背疼吗？
Do your feet hurt?
你的脚疼吗？
Are you getting wrinkles where you didn't used to have wrinkles?
你现在有开始有皱纹了吗？以前从来没有的皱纹。
None of that in heaven.
而这些在天堂都不存在。
You ever been sad or grieved or cried or had sorrow?
而你有没有觉得伤心、悲伤或者是悲哀的时候
？No more tears.
没有眼泪。
No more sadness.
没有悲哀。
We live on earth, and earth is cursed.
我们生活在地球上，而地球呢是被诅咒的。
Revelation 22:3 says, when we get to heaven, the curse is gone.
Revelation
22:3.
22:3, okay. 22章第三节说, what's the words?
Curse.
Oh, curse, okay. 这个世界上没有咒诅,
no more death.
没有死亡。
Luke 20:36.
Okay. 路加福音第二十章三十四节。
A couple months ago, our dog died.
几个月之前我们的狗死了。
And I cried like the biggest baby you ever saw.
我哭得痛哭流涕，像一个小 baby 一样。
And I told God, I don't want to bury my dog.
我跟上帝说，我不想把它埋了。And
that's just our pet.
它这只是我们的宠物。I
realize people are much more important.
我知道人比宠物更重要。No
more death in heaven. Can you imagine?
在天堂里没有死亡。你能想象到再也没有死亡了吗？
The next one is tricky. There's no flesh and blood in heaven, but it doesn't mean what you might think that means.
下一个问题呢，有一点点绕，就是再也没有血肉之躯在天堂。但是呢，你们要仔细想一想，这意味着什么？
That comes from 1 Corinthians 15:50.
他说这个从那个哥林多前书。
When it says no more flesh and blood, that means we will no longer be prone to sin or opposing to God.
他说上面这个时候没有血肉之体的意思呢，就是我们不会再倾向犯罪了。
Because the way we are today, we're prone to sin.
他说我们现在我们现状就是我们很容易犯罪。
Did you cut anyone off on the freeway getting here today?
他说你有没有在那个今天开车来的路上有没有突然就是换道把别人在别人前面换了道？
That flesh and blood that we have, that natural spirit, that will be gone in heaven.
这种血肉之躯的血气在天堂里就会消失掉。Wicked
people, there will be no wicked people in heaven.
他说这个没有邪恶的人了。That
comes from Revelation 22:15.
What,
22:15? Revelation?
Okay, 启示录第二十二章第十五节，有关于这个的表述。
Ladies, do you ever listen to those podcasts about crimes?
女士们，你们有没有听过这样的广播，就是关于罪恶的广播？
And you think, what a wicked person they are.
你听到这种时候，你就说，哎呦，这个人真可恶啊。
They won't be in heaven.
而这些恶人不会在天堂里。There
is no nighttime in heaven.
而且天堂里没有黑夜。Now
some of you might think, oh, but I'm a night owl.
有些人可能想，我是个夜猫子。But
what it means is the sun will never set because God is the source of light in heaven.
在天堂里头没有日落，就是因为
I hope we get to take naps because I really like naps.
我希望在天堂里我也可以睡午觉，因为我很喜欢打盹。Now
heaven also does not have something, and I'm not saying I'm a fan.
上天堂里还有一些东西它没有。我所说的不是我喜欢的这样的。There
is no marriage in heaven.
他说。
Matthew 22:30, no husbands and wives in heaven.
他说马太福音第二十二章第三十节说，天堂里头没有丈夫和妻子。
We need that here and now because I am an incomplete person and my wife completes me.
我们现在需要这个就是因为我是一个不完整的人但是我的太太使我变为完整。
Once we're in heaven, God will complete us and make us perfect. It's called sanctification. We won't need a marriage.
等我们到了天堂以后呢因为那个上帝就会把我们变成一个完整的人就是成圣的人。
Matthew 25 verse 46 says, There is no end to heaven. It goes on forever.
There's no,
no end.
Okay.他说那个 马太福音第二十五章第四十六节说 在天堂里没有结束因为天堂是永恒的。
How can that be? Because everything here has a beginning and an end. Everything.
这是怎么回事呢因为 在这里 在天堂这边 每件事都有一个开始都有一个结束。
But God tells us there's no end in heaven.
但是上帝告诉我们在天堂里没有结束。
How do we get to enter into heaven?
我们怎么样进入天堂呢?
How do we get a ticket?
我们怎么样拿到进入天堂的飞机票呢?
Because scripture is clear, it's not a wide open gate and everybody gets to come in.
圣经上说得很清楚,这个不是一个很开得很宽的一个大门,说不是每个人都能进入的。
Jesus actually said the gate to hell is wide open and many go there.
耶稣说这个进入地狱的大门是敞开的。
But the gate to heaven is narrow and not many get to go.
进入天堂的那个门是很窄小的然后不是每个人都可以进入。
Matthew 23:34 says, The righteous go to heaven.
马太福音第二十章三十四节说义人才能进入天堂。
Isn't it great that it doesn't say the perfect go to heaven?
So, 这件事就给我们很多希望因为他没有说是完美的人进入天堂。
Hong may be perfect, but I am not.
他说他可能可是完美的而他不是。
But we are both righteous as believers in Christ.
我们都是义人因为在那个作为上帝的信徒我们都是义人。
How do we become righteous, you ask? I'm glad you asked that question.
我们怎么样才能成为义人呢很高兴你们问这个问题。
1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 31, what is that?1 Corinthians 15:51 says we have to be changed. We can't go as is.
哥罗西前书第十五章第五十一节说我们必须要改变才能。
John chapter 3 verse 5 says we have to be saved to get to heaven.
约翰福音第三章第五节说我们必须要得救才能进入天堂。
Revelation chapter 2 verse 7 says we have to be overcomers to get into heaven.
那个okay. What's the...
Revelation 2:7?
Okay. 启示录第二章第七节说我们要作为得胜者才能进入天堂。
Luke chapter 10, verse 20 says, we have to be recorded in the book of life.
路加福音第十章第二十节说我们必须要被记录了才能进入天堂。
So somewhere in heaven is either a real or a metaphorical book.
他说那个我们进入天堂起码就是被记录在一个是真正的本子上或者是一个
metaphorical symbolic
就是 symbolic 就是说象征性的本子上
and our names have to be in it to be in heaven
我们名字必须在记录的 记录在这个本上才能 进入天堂。
So imagine this. Name? Okay, Bianca, okay. Name? Jackie? Okay. Jen? Oh, definitely. Anderson, yes, you're in here. Imagine if your name's not in the book.
想象你们的名字不在没有记录在册。
Oh, Hong? Oh, yes, definitely.
I'd be very sad if my name is not there.
Who else is in heaven is the obedient.
另外就是在上帝的在上帝国度里呢，就是顺服的人。
That's Revelation 22:14. The obedient are in heaven.
这是那个启示录里第二十二章第十五节，就说顺服的人是在天堂里。
If you're disobedient, they talk about you on the podcast.
如果你不顺从，你就会在犯罪的那个广播里头听到你的名字。
The last one is the holy are in heaven.
最后一个就是圣洁的人在天堂。
Revelation 19:8 says the holy are in heaven. Are you holy today?
而那个启示录第十九章第八节说，圣洁的人在天堂。你今天觉得是有没有圣洁？
I'm so glad it doesn't say the perfect.
我也就是我很高兴没有看到他说是完美的人，而是说圣洁的人。
We don't make ourselves holy.
我们不会把我们自己变成圣洁的人。
God makes us holy.
是上帝把我们。
He allows us to enter into a relationship with him that's holy.
他允许我们进入。跟上帝进入一个特别的关系里面，这就是让我们变成了圣洁的人。
I hope you're here today and you feel holy and realize you're going to go to heaven.
我希望你们今天在这里头，你们感觉到自己是圣洁的人，然后呢，这样将来我们可以进入天堂。
I have a question and I'm going to help you with the answer.
他有一个问题，然后他在这里帮助你们有就是得到一个答案。
When you leave here from earth, how do you know how to get to heaven?
当你们从地球上离开的时候，你怎么样知道你知道去天堂的路吗？
You've never been there.
你从来没去过。
There's no map.
也没有地图。
How do you get there?
你怎么样才能到达天堂呢？
That's a great question. I'm glad you asked.
这是很好的问题。然后呢，他很高兴你今天来问这个问题。
Luke chapter 16.
路加福音第十六章。
He tells a story in that chapter about two men that are dead.
他讲了一个关于两个死人的故事。
One man is named Lazarus.
一个是拉撒路。
This is not the Lazarus Jesus raised from the dead. Different Lazarus.
而这不是那个耶稣复活的那个拉撒路。
But a real person.
是另外一个真人。
Because when Jesus tells stories and uses a name, it's a real person.
而当耶稣讲一个故事用名字的时候都是真人。
The other dead man is just simply called a rich man.Man, he was wealthy.
另外一个死人呢，是一个，就是说，名字就叫富人，因为他很有。
And when you read this story, which I hope you do, Luke chapter 16, it tells how Lazarus got to go to heaven and the rich man did not.
当你读到那个路加福音十六章讲的这个故事，就告诉你这个。拉撒路怎么样进入天堂，而那个富人没有去天堂。
And the way Lazarus got to heaven was,
拉撒路进天堂的途径是。
Does anybody know? Does anybody remember?
大家记得吗？这件事，这个故事。
Did you say that, Anna?
Yeah.
Say it louder. The angels carried Lazarus to heaven. When we die, there are angels waiting for us, and they escort us to heaven. They show us the way, because they come and go all the time. They know the way.
当我们死去的时候呢，有天使在等待我们，他会告诉我们去天堂的路。
I hate navigating when I go on vacation.
他说我不喜欢导航，在我去那个度假的时候，我不喜欢导航。
And I take great comfort in knowing I don't have to figure out how to get to heaven.
他说而且呢，我这样，我正因如此，我也很高兴，就是。我不需要知道怎么样去天堂的路。
And this chapter in Luke tells us that we don't have to worry about being alone. Does anybody worry about being alone? I do. I worry about that.
他这个路加福音这个章节告诉我们，我们不需要担忧，会就是我们会孤独。他说，就是大家会不会觉得就是很害怕孤独呢？而他就会害怕孤独。
How special is it to know that as soon as we close our eyes here on earth and open them, there's angels there waiting for us. We're never alone. God's people are never alone.
他这是一种很特别的感觉。我们知道，我们当我们在闭上在这个世界上闭上眼睛的这一刻，我们知道有我们知道天堂的门就开了。这是一件很让人很特别的一种感觉。
Here's our closing.
这是我们的结束语。
I'm going to tell you a story.
我要告诉你一个故事。
If a man came to your house tonight and knocked on the door,
如果一个人到你家里头敲门今天晚上，
and it's late and it's dark,
外面又黑又晚，
and he's not going away.
他一直敲门，一直敲门，然后哪儿就是那没有放弃。
And you don't open the door because you're smart.
别开门，因为你要冲的话你就别开门。
And the man says through the door, "Hey, I want to come in and take a shower and eat your food and sleep in your bed."
这个人在外面喊，我要进来，我要那个用一下你的洗澡间，然后呢吃点东西，吃你的东西。还一直坚持敲门。
Would you let him in?
你会不会让他进来呢？
Would you let him in?
No.
No. We don't know him.
都不会的，我们不认识他。
But some people think that when they die, they get to knock on heaven's door and demand to get in.
有的人想象就是当他们死的话，他们就可以到天堂去敲门去，然后那个就是要求进入天堂的。
We sing a song, I saw the words up here, and it was about Jesus going to make rooms in my father's house, many mansions.
而刚才我们唱那个歌，我看到这些词，就是说关于那个上帝会耶稣会准备一个房子，准备一个房间在上帝的房子里面，给你准备一个房间。
And so what Satan does here on earth is he lies to people.
然后那个撒旦也会这样，也会在这个地球上，这样做。然后但是他是靠欺骗的手段。
And he tells them, "You're good enough. You're not. It's not like you're on a podcast."
他会跟我们说啊，你还差不多，你没有在那个犯罪的那个广播里。
And it all comes down to a personal relationship.
这个关键是一些就是人和人的关系。
Now, if Anderson came to my house tonight and knocked, I would let him in 100% because I know him.
他说安德森如果今天晚上来敲我家的门。然后呢，我肯定会让他进。
Anderson, come in. Are you hungry? Can I get you a drink of water? What are you doing? What's going on? Welcome. Come on in.
他会说啊 ，Anderson, 快进来，快进来。你要喝点什么吗？他 要不要吃点什么？快进来，快进来！我。
And it's the same way with God and people that He knows. It's come on in, welcome. We've been waiting for you.
他说同样的事情也是，上帝也会这样。如果是他认识的人，他知道的人，快进来，我一直在等你呢。
I don't even have to check the book. I know you're in it. Come on, you're good.
我根本没有必要去那个查看那个册子，看你在不在里面。我知道你已经在里面了。
But if you show up and God's like this, well, let me check. What'd you say your name was? It's not going to happen.
他说如果你那个你在上帝天堂的门口，然后那个上帝说哦，让我看一下你没有在，你有没有在册子里？他说这个不会发生的这件事儿。
Can you read First Peter?
First Peter. Okay.
Chapter 3. Verse 18.
我心里说，这乃为世人的缘故，是神要试验他们，让他们觉得自己不过像兽一样。
For Christ died for sins, once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. 对不起，因为我这个
Bible, I thought it sounded a little bit different.
我的 Bible 是昨天晚上刚刚 download 下来的。
First Peter 3:18.
一找他就会找到别处，因为在手机上有点看不见，老花眼了，所以就当了这个 First Peter.
I'll read mine first, and then I'll
okay. First Peter
3:18.
Okay.
For Christ died for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God, is what it says.To bring me to you, us.
因基督也曾一次为罪受苦，就是义代替不义的，为要引我们到神面前。按照肉体说，他被治死；按照灵性说，他复活了。
It's as if the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit have handed us a present.And we have to unwrap it and receive it. That's it.
如果圣父圣子给我们一个礼物，我们呢要马上拆开，说我收到了。
Unfortunately, some people say no, thank you, God. I don't want your gift.
不幸的是，有些人会就说啊，谢谢你，上帝，我不想要你的礼物。
Here's what I love about the gift that God gives to us.
他说我为什么喜欢上帝给我们的礼物呢？
When God offered the gift to me, I didn't have to straighten my life up.
当上帝给我礼物的时候，我不需要改变我自己。
He didn't tell me, oh, you've got to quit living that way and doing the things you've been doing.
他没有告诉我你不要按老样子生活了，你要改变。
Because I would try to change myself and I failed many times.
因为我过去一直在想改变我的生活，但是呢，我一直在失败。
God said to me, "Just come as you are."
上帝说：“你来吧，就是你原本的样子。”
Come on into my home.
到我家里来。
Come on into my kingdom.
到我的国度来。
I will rework you and make you righteous.
我要。把你我要改变你，我要把你成为义人。
Because you can't do it, but I can.
因为你自己做不了，我能做。
And we can come to Christ right now, right here, today.
而我们可以在基督到基督面前，今天现在，在这里。
Even if you've been on a podcast,
即使你以前在犯罪的广播里听。被说过。
Today can change everything.
今天会一切都会改变。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord Jesus, thank you for being here today.
天父，感谢你，感谢你今天在我们当中。
Thank you for giving us the gift of your life.
谢谢你给我们你生命的礼物。
You offered yourself as a sacrifice and paid a debt we could not pay.
你把你自己作为献祭来补偿，作为罪的补偿，我们这个付我们负罪的债，我们不能够付的。
You built a bridge so that we could come from where we are to where you are.
你建了一个桥，所以我们能从我们现在所处的地方到你在的地方。
And that bridge is named Jesus Christ.
这个桥呢是耶稣基督。
And you don't want anyone to perish.
你不希望每个任何人去消亡。
You love each and every one of us, Lord.
你爱我们的中间的每一个人。
And you want us to accept the gift of free salvation.
你想让我们接受不需要代价的救恩。
And if there's anyone here today that is thinking, I would like to receive that gift.
如果今天你在座的人有任何人想接受这个礼物。
The gift is yours for free.
这礼物呢 是你的不需要付出任何代价的礼物。
By saying these words,
只是简单的重复这些话。
Lord Jesus, I admit that I'm a sinner.
主，耶稣主，我们承认我们是罪人。
I believe that you are the Savior of the world.
我相信你是我们的，你是这个世界的救主。
And you and only you can save my soul.
只有你才可以拯救我的灵魂。
I commit my life to you, Lord Jesus.
我把我的生命献给你。
Help me to live a righteous life going forward.
帮助我过一个义人的生活。
Honor me by writing my name in the book of life that's in heaven.
让我在荣誉册上记上我的名字，让我的名字在荣誉册上记录下来。
Give me the strength and courage to follow you all the days of my life.
给我力量和勇气去跟随你每天，在每天的生活当中。
In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
奉主耶稣圣名，阿门。